This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Everyone, hello people. How are you guys doing today? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji, and I am back again with another exciting episode for you today, as always. You know how we do it on this show. I always have a guest that will either inspire, inform, or educate you, right? Today, I have a guest on the show as usual. And together we'll be looking at starting yourself out. What do you do when opportunities are not coming to you? What do you do when doors are not opening up? What do you do when people are not opening up themselves for you to come in, right? How do you start out? How do you start yourself out? These are many more we'll be looking at today. And I have a guest on the show, an award-winning actor. She's a screenwriter, producer, director, plenty things. And she has been in this industry for 15 years and more. So we are talking about 15 years of experience on the show today, right? That's interesting. Well, she has created and written over 50 films, TV shows, series. Are you serious? She has produced and directed tons of films, TV shows, series, and all of them. Well, she's also a creative director at Acclaim Universal Studios in Lagos. But amazingly, in 2016, our guest today was invited by the United States government as one of the inspiring women entrepreneurs for the International Visitors and Leadership Program. Well, our guest also is currently the secretary of the alumni of this organization in Nigeria. So our guest is loaded, and I am excited to welcome Amaka Anioji on the show today. Yay! Welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Ozi. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here. And I'm really grateful that your profile is long ago.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for joining me. I am so glad to host you today. Today, we want to look at starting yourself out. And see, as young people, sometimes we get frustrated when we've tried it all. We've tried everything. You've written CVs. You've done so many things that you expect should open the doors, and it's not happening. And we want to know, what do we do? How do we help ourselves in this situation? So the floor is yours, please help us. It's over to you now.
Thank you so much, Ozi. This topic is really very exciting to me because I can relate to it. Starting out in the industry like 15 years ago was very tough. We didn't have the social media that is giving everybody the opportunity to find expression. So you more like need to be given the opportunity back then in the industry. And then when you look at the industry, you were like, they were like very mature men, very few women back then, a lot of very mature men. So imagine a tiny me at about 2021. Coming to one of the big men and telling the big man that I want to become a producer. I mean, I had some of them laugh at me. I had some of them walk me out. One particularly told me that I was too ambitious. But that was my dream. That was what I wanted to do. So I connect with this topic, so which is why I'm really excited to talk about it, because I did something about my situation, and that is what I will base this discussion on. Because the truth about this is that you can achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. You True. Can. Mm-hmm. You know, it will be tough starting out. It will be very tough. But what will be frustrating is for you to sit waiting for someone to give you an opportunity. And especially now in the world, where you have, for instance, for us that make content for television and film, you have YouTube, you have a lot of other channels that you can use, that is the platform that you have access to billions of people that can see your work. Yeah. So you don't have any excuse. Back then you could say, I can't afford airtime on television, even if I manage to produce a content. Mm-hmm. I can't do this one, I can't do that one. You don't have such excuses now. Back then too, you have to save up a lot of money to acquire cameras to film. Now we don't have to. Mm-hmm. You have very affordable cameras you can use. Most phones can film now. You know, so it's, for me, it's a lot easier now, but still it's tough. So I'm going to be talking about starting yourself out, which means starting from where you are standing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm talking to whoever is just starting something. This is your first time. You have not done it before. I'm also talking to those that have struggled and struggled and struggled looking for some assistance, some help here and there, and they have been getting no's. Mm. I mean, I get it that a lot of times when we get advice by people, then they tell us that you get many no's, but when one day you get yes, it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And it's easier to hear than experience. Because when you experience that no, you know they're easy.
At all.
You know? Especially when you experience it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So, but then there is something you can do. There is something you can do. There's a story in the Bible. I'm a Christian, so Bible is a very powerful guide for me. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a story in the Bible that is about Moses leading the children of Israelites out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And when they got to the Red Sea, there was a sea, endless sea. I mean, you can easily see the end of the sea, the width. Yeah. You are looking at it. This sea, if you walk into this place, this sea will swallow you. You will disappear. How do you do it? And then God is the one who's telling them, go, go, go. And then this sea, they're here.
Yeah.
You know, the sea is here. You are the creator and the owner and knower of all things. You know about this sea. How come you're saying, go, go, go? And then when they were about to complain, according to the Bible said, God said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? Stop complaining. It's not lame. Mm-hmm. What do you have in your hand? And Moses said, a rod. Touch the rod. Touch the water with the rod.
Yeah.
That was what God told Moses. And the moment that Moses touched the water with the rod, the sea parted and they walked on a dry land. You know, that for me is very, very inspiring, because that is like a way to capture what I went through myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember back in the day when I was trying so hard, because I came into the industry as an actress or an actor. I came in and of course there were many auditions, but then because you're new, and I was tiny back then because I was new then, when I go for auditions I always get funny roles. Like, you know, I remember one time it was the norm to make coven films, you know, where you have this mermaid spirit and mermaid girls, you know, chanting with long nails. I hated that. But then I was getting a lot of that because that was what was available at the time. And I refused. I remember one time a production manager called me and said, you don't even know how much you're useless in your career. You have not even started and you're busy rejecting jobs. But I knew what I wanted. I never wanted to be a coven girl. I felt like I wanted a real story, real character.
Yeah.
I couldn't give that to myself. But then I kept searching for it. I got a few of that, but it wasn't easy. I kept going. I remember one time I got a lead role, and then that lead role was given to someone else, and I ended up with a smaller role, and I had so much of that. And then at some point, when I was opportune to produce my first work, I gave myself the first lead role.
Hmm.
And then the moment I gave myself the first lead role, and the moment that content hit the airwaves, I started getting lead roles.
Mm-hmm.
I gave myself the first lead role. I was hungry for a while for that opportunity to drive a whole story from the beginning to the end.
Mm.
But then I didn't get that from anybody else. I didn't get it from any production. I went to a lot of producers. I didn't get that. I produced my own content. I gave myself the first lead role. And then the next thing, I started getting calls from people, oh, I have this project, I have you on the lead. I want you to be the lead, that, 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 that. And then, of course, the moment I started acting, not long before that, I fell in love with writing. I fell in love with producing. So I started producing, I started writing. As a writer, I went to one of the top writers at the time to say, oh, I want to start writing commercially after I did my writing at home, learning how to write and all. So I went there, and then the writer, the top writer, discouraged. In fact, he laughed. He was I think he was the president of the Writers Guild at the time. I can't remember his big position in the guild at the time. And then he laughed, said everybody cannot write. Everybody cannot be a writer.
Wow.
In my head, I'm like, you haven't even seen my script. You haven't even seen what I can do. And then you have judged me, you know? So, but then I wrote my first production. So I hired myself, paid myself for my first job as a writer, paid myself for the first job as a producer, paid my first lead role, paid myself as a director. My first directing job was my job, and I paid myself. And I have directed for many clients now. I have produced for many clients now. I have written for tons of clients now. I've also acted in many projects. But I give myself the first opportunity. The producers, I didn't think I looked the way lead actors at the time looked. Yeah. Or however they were judging it. They didn't see me. They didn't see me representing their stories. But I saw me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the moment I came out, the moment I did, I started getting calls. So starting yourself out, you need to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. First.
Nobody will believe in you if you don't believe in yourself.
Fact.
Some people laugh at you like you're believing in nothing. You're believing, is it not this you that they are seeing? They think they know you.
Mm.
But you have to believe in yourself 110%. You have to. And then you have to look at, just like the story of Moses and the rod and God I just talked about, you have to understand starting from where you are. You know, because sometimes you hear people say, I'm expecting this, I'm hoping if I get this, I'm hoping if I get that one. What do you have at that moment? Where are you at that time?
Hmm.
Right? You will never start from where you want to start.
Wow.
You will never. Mm-hmm. You will never start from where you want to start. You can only start from where you are.
True.
So you're going to have to ask yourself, what is around me? What do I have here to start this thing I want to start? Of course, this thing is that goal. This thing is that dream. So which means that you already know what the goal is.
Yeah.
You have already thought about it. Your goal is a well-rounded, well-thought-out goal. A goal that is achievable. A goal that is relevant. A goal that is also time-bound. It's not the kind of goal that is endless whenever. No.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not also a goal that you give yourself 2 days for something that you can only achieve in 3 months. So that goal, you are sure, which is believe in yourself. That is number one. Number two, define your goal. Be specific about what it is that you want. For instance, I take myself as an example. I would say at some point, my goal was to become a commercial writer.
It was defined.
It was defined. I was sure of what I wanted to achieve at that time. I wanted to become a commercial writer. I had never sold any script to anybody. I wanted to become that. It was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So when your goal is defined, you begin to study every single thing around your goal. How do you achieve it? What it entails, everything around your goal. You have to. When I decided, okay, I wanted to be a writer, I said to understudy the industry. Who buys what? Where? How does the sale happen?
Mm-hmm.
I started to research everything. How do you sell to? Because even if you go online and research how scripts are sold in Hollywood, it's very different from how scripts are sold here.
In Nollywood, yeah.
Yeah, so in Nollywood. So you need to research the industry, whatever the goal is, everything around the goal. Know enough. So you can take the first step. So that is like when you're showing you believe in yourself, you're sure you are, all that doubt, all that you're not good enough, all that nobody will like or accept you. You are done with that. You have to let go of those.
Mm-hmm.
You have to disconnect from such lies. The moment you have done that for yourself and insist that you have the ability, you see, like I said, as a Christian and I read the Bible makes me understand that I have the ability of God at work in me, mm-hmm. which means there is nothing I cannot do.
Yeah.
So when you're telling me I can't do it, I'm laughing because you just don't know. I will shock you.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you very soon. You know, so when you understand that there is nothing you can't do, if you decide, if you're ready to put in the work, there is nothing you cannot do. So when you have made that decision, you have already defined your goal. That is the second step. And then the third step is to research everything about that goal. When you know enough that enough about your goal, that is when the first step will be clear to you.
Hmm.
When you know everything you need to know, when you know very well, you now know, okay, fine. All right. This is how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to make this call first, or I have to register here, or I have to either pay this or make my intentions known to an organization, whatever. It is when you have whatever that goal is, when you have researched and studied enough about that goal, that is when you can say, okay, the first step is clear to me. For instance, you want to go and study your master's.
Yeah.
You have decided, okay, this is the course you want to go for. You have decided on the school. You research the school to know their requirements.
True.
That is when you can look at your own document to say, am I qualified?
Yeah.
If you're qualified, you read and know what is the next step when you have all the documents you need to have. What is the first step to take? The moment that is clear to you, you take that first step.
Yeah, true.
So, but if you don't know, I want to go to this school, you don't know the requirements, you don't know their starting dates, you don't know the deadline of admission, you don't know anything about it, how would you know what to do? So when you have decided, okay, this is what it is I want to do, you have researched everything there is about it, then you need to take that step. This is very important because this is where starting yourself out actually happens.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you are clear about your goals, you will study everything, know exactly what to do, then you will stop to wait for some assistance, some help, someone to push you, someone to support you, someone you are scared of taking that, you're scared of going because you feel like you can't achieve it all by yourself. Or, I mean, what do you have now? You need to pay 100,000 or 200,000 or 20,000. But then if you keep researching and looking around everything that has to do with that goal, you might realize that even if you can't pay 100,000, you can start something that is connected to that goal that will earn you 100,000 that you will pay in a short while.
Yeah.
And then you can now transit to that core goal that you're going for.
Hmm.
So, because if you sit back and say, oh, because I don't have 15,000 or 15 naira to start this thing, I can't really start it, and that's it, you will be there.
You'll be there
for a long time.
Yeah.
Because people are not readily available to help you when they cannot see what you can offer.
True. Hmm.
That is why when people begin to achieve something, you see more people ready to support them.
Success is attractive.
Very, very attractive.
Yeah.
So it is very important for you to realize that it is most likely that people will not warm up to you to say, okay, let's give you this or give you that. Oh, really? You are talented? Oh, you just need all of this one. Let's give it to you. You hardly hear that.
Yeah.
You hardly experience that. So sometimes you need to be clear about this goal. Know the first step. Okay, fine. I need to build this. For instance, now you need to get into school. You need to take one exam. So for you to qualify, you have to go study for that exam. The goal is to go to the school. But then there's a requirement. There's a process.
True.
You quickly go and study for that exam, take that exam, then take the certificate, apply for that school, and then you're on your goal. So when you look around and know for sure, okay, this is what I want to do, what would it take me? Where am I standing right now? What is in my hand? What do I have? With what you have, you can take a step.
Yeah.
That leads you towards that direction with what you have in that moment where you are standing. So starting yourself out and moving yourself by yourself, not waiting for somebody to help you, not waiting. When you meet people that can help you and they help you, fantastic. But then you are not waiting for anybody to help you. And I'm talking about you that is starting something for the first time, you that have tried over and over again and failed, you that somehow crumbled and you need to start again. Whatever your story is, you can. Sometimes you find out that the situation is that this person has been up there, has achieved so much, did this and did that, and then the person crumbles for whatever reason. Starting out again would be so hard.
True.
Yes, it is hard. But that same process of believing in yourself, deciding what your now goal becomes. Maybe you don't want to go that route you went before. Maybe you don't want to pursue that goal again, that career again, or that business again. You have something different you want to do about your life, with your life right now. Mm-hmm. Whatever that goal is, you believe in yourself. Yes, you failed before. The truth about the matter is that failure isn't about not achieving something for the moment. Failure is when you give up.
Entirely.
Yes, that's when you fail. It's not that you did not achieve what you're going for now. It is about you giving up. That is when you fail. Because sometimes not getting what we are going for at that particular time means that we are not going about it the right way.
Yeah.
So you kind of learn from what people would call failure. You learn. And then you pick that knowledge and apply it the next time. So failure isn't about not achieving it in this moment. Failure is not about that. That's not failure. That is you learning. That is a learning process. Okay, so I didn't know this before. Now I know if I do it this way, it's not going to work out. Okay. I now know it. I know it. It's training. It's a process. That's your process.
Yeah.
You keep going at it. You've learned something this time. Move it to the next level. You keep apply that knowledge that you have gotten from how it didn't work out the last time. So that way, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve because you are steady going at it. Steady going at it. So starting yourself out is you standing up from where you are sitting when situation has put you, standing up and taking that step. Not waiting to be helped, not waiting to be given opportunity, but finding a way to start on your journey towards that goal.
Start.
Is it wrong for people to help you? If help comes, take it, embrace it, enjoy it. But a lot of times they won't come. But you have the capacity to drive yourself. So the issue is many people wasting so many years and so much of their enthusiasm for something because they are waiting for somebody or some situation to help them. You don't have to. You don't have to. Keep that goal very clear. Keep it clear. Keep it in view. Be staring at it while you're walking towards it. So you need to be able to lead yourself out of that comfort zone or that rut.
Yeah.
You have to be able to lead yourself. So that's starting yourself. You see, there's something that Oprah said, and also Oprah said that is really very exciting to me. She said, breathe, let go, and remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know and have for sure. Imagine so many things have happened to you. Oh my God, life is tough. You have been disappointed. It's okay. If you even feel burnt out, even if you feel burnt out, you've worked so hard, you can't breathe. You can't breathe. Everything is feeling so tight. Like it doesn't feel like you can survive it. Breathe. Take a break. Breathe. Let go of everything. Sometimes the level of disappointment that you have gotten can weigh you down.
Yeah, true.
Let go of it all and remind yourself that this very moment, this moment now, is the only one you know and have for sure. If you can tell yourself that, you will just tell yourself, let me breathe. You know, thank God for these disappointments. Then you pick it up again.
Yeah.
Because this is all you have. This time, this moment. That's all you have. There's something else that Fitzgerald said that is equally as inspiring for me as this quote by Oprah. He said, it's never too late to become who you want to be. I hope you live a life that you are proud of. And if you find that you are not, I hope you have the strength to start over. You know, so this is to someone that has had it. Like, life is throwing you lemons from every corner. I know when you say life throws you lemon, make lemonade. It's as if it's easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that starting yourself out, rising up from that issue, that problem, that rot is the only way. You are already down. You can't go lower than down. Hmm. Can't do it. You can't go lower. Mm-hmm. So you need to stand up. You can't keep waiting, wasting your life, waiting for people to help you, waiting for opportunities to come to you. You can't do that.
Yeah.
If you were doing that before, you can't keep doing that. You need to wake up. You see, sometimes, because we don't spend time to study and prepare ourselves and our goals, we are not even as enthusiastic with that goal or as those goals as we should be.
Yeah.
The moment you spend time to study, to prepare yourself concerning that goal that you have decided that is the direction you're going with your life, at least at that moment, the more you discover reasons to be enthusiastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The more you see opportunities that you never knew existed. Mm-hmm. If you want to do whatever, learn everything there is possible, that everything that you can learn concerning that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Everything. Find out everything about it. Inside that, you will see opportunities that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see opportunities in studies, getting more certificates, getting more knowledge, experience about it. In fact, sometimes you see ways of getting sponsorship for that you're looking for that you wouldn't have seen if you did not invest time studying, finding out all that is possible about your goal. So it's very key. So I would say to us, for me, is a mantra. I cannot sit and wait for anybody. I would find a way. I've done this in my life many, many times, and I see that it works.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody could say, oh, she's a filmmaker. Oh, she's this. Nobody could have said that about me if I gave up on myself. Mm-hmm. Nobody would have said that about me. I mean, I have clients right now that sometimes I'm begging them to allow me to rest now. Now I'm begging for rest. I've written and written many hours. I'm begging for space. I'm begging for small holidays, small. And I'm getting, no, we need to do this. We need, you know? But then I was walking all over the place looking for this opportunity before now. Mm-hmm. But the moment I give myself that opportunity, the moment I did it, doors opened for me. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have to tell you what I can do.
You saw it yourself.
I could show you.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say what I could do that time. I could show you. I remember one time when I did a project, and then I was at, I think, Sheraton, yes. And I met someone who was like, oh, what do you do? I was like, I'm a writer. It's like, oh, God, do you write? I was such a young girl. You writers, you guys in Nigeria, you people, everybody writes, everybody are using big, big names. I'm like, I'm a writer. Okay, what have you written? I'm like, I've just finished producing a content I wrote, blah, 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 a series I wrote, blah, blah, blah. Oh, really? It's not by mouth. Show me the series. I want to see it. I said, okay. Meanwhile, because I do a lot of breakdown on paper, I write with pen and paper. So I was like, in my bag, I had a book, I think about three of my books. And I'm like, I even have some I've written, some stories I've written that are in my bag. Like, I want to see it. Ha! I brought it out. I looked at it. I said, okay, let's meet on Wednesday next week. I said, okay, fine. Give me his card. I came to his office. I noticed that he printed out all of the scripts that I had written in my notebooks. Those three notebooks.
Wow.
And then I'm like, I don't understand. Why did you print them? So they are interesting. Yeah, I love reading them. The difference between how he was talking to me the first time we met.
Changed.
And how he was talking to me. Exactly. He was different. I had proven myself. Hmm. So it doesn't matter how much we believe in ourselves. We need to show it. Hmm. So the next thing, okay, so you telling me you have produced this? I say, yes, I produced them. Can I see them? Can I see you? Can I see? I said, okay, fine. I sent him some of the episodes. He instantly became one of my sponsors. Instantly.
Wow.
So, and this content I'm talking about, I work for this Lagos to find sponsorship.
Sponsors.
I work, my God, I borrowed. God, it was tough. But the moment I had that in my hands, instantly I got sponsorship worth millions. So we can help ourselves. We can, which is why I'm going to encourage everybody trying to achieve something, hoping that the proposals they've sent out, hoping that this fantastic rich or influential person they've talked to will help one day, or the promise to hanging on to some people's promises. I'm saying you can start yourself out. These some of these people that promised you for real, they'll come through. But while they're at it, while they are making up their mind,
need to be on the move.
Need to be moving. While some people will lie to you about wanting to help you and they are not ready to do that, it is not in their plans. They just said it. And imagine building all your hopes and all your dreams around somebody that just said something that they didn't mean. Which is what you get a lot of times when you're speaking to sponsors, investors. Some of them might like what you're saying at the moment. The moment they leave, they change their minds. So you can't depend on the help somebody is going to give you. The person promised you next year, and then you let the whole of the year fly like that without taking steps by yourself to put yourself in a place of advantage. So for me, like I said from the beginning, this is a very relatable topic to me.
Yeah.
It's a very, and for me, it's an important topic.
True.
Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Stop wasting your life waiting for people to help you. Fine. Not to say don't go for help. Do go for help. But that one will be an option for you.
Yeah.
Option number one should be you rising up by yourself and driving that goal. Like I said before, if you don't know enough about what you're going for, you will not know what step to take.
Yeah.
So when you have studied everything you need to study about what you're going for, you will take this step. You will see, it will be very clear. It will be very clear. You will see what step to take. And you will see that you can actually begin to do something from where you're standing. Even if it means to start studying something. We have Google now. Very accessible. You can begin to study something. There are a lot of free this, free that, free that. The moment your goal is clear, you can start searching for how to do this or do that. You can start searching something that is related to your goal.
Yes.
You can start searching for it, getting information, knowing what to do, connecting with people that can partner with you, doing something for yourself, moving yourself towards your goal. Not sitting and waiting or blaming those that disappointed you. Nobody owes you anything. So to wrap everything up, starting yourself out is giving yourself the opportunity that you deserve. It's good to look at people around you and say, oh, I have this person is that person is this person, all of that, this person will help me or not help me. A lot of times they will not help you. Sometimes people that are close to us do not even believe in us. Because when push comes to shove, when we truly need them, they are not really there.
Yeah.
I mean, you check it out, it must have happened to you. It has happened to me tons of time. So you need to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself enough for everybody. Take that step. Keep moving. And everybody else will catch up.
Yeah. Keep moving and everybody else will catch up.
Everybody else will catch up. It doesn't matter what anybody's saying. It doesn't matter how much they think you can achieve it. Remember, you are in charge. Keep the goal very clear. Let it be relevant. Let it be well-rounded, well thought out. Let it connect to your core, to the person that you are.
Yeah.
Let it be the kind of goal that in many, many years to come, you are glad that you drove this. You are glad that you took whatever came to you, all of the stress, all of the sleepless nights, you are glad. So the moment that is clear to you, begin to study everything you need to, begin to find opportunities, begin to do that. The moment you have studied enough about what you're going for, what that goal is, you will see that the steps are clear. Then take that step. Take the number one step. From where you're standing, forget about wishing that you were this or you were that, or you had this or you had that. look at yourself and everything around you at the moment. What do you have? You are now the Moses with a rod. What is in your hand? Is it the ability to write? Is it that you can read? Is it that you can study? Whatever it is that is personally in your hand, not the one that you're looking at, the one that's in your uncle's house, your sister's house, your brother's house, your friend's house. What is in your hand? What is in your house? What is within your reach? Start from there. Start with that and keep going. If you feel exhausted at some point, take a break. Rejuvenate. Refresh yourself.
But and keep going.
And keep going. So sometimes you get to a point where you need to reevaluate the process, the journey. Okay, right now, because you keep studying about the goal, you keep going, you keep seeing what is changing, what needs to be done, what needs to be adjusted. Then you keep adjusting it, but the goal is clear. You keep adjusting the steps you're taking, the direction, the routes you're taking, the road you're taking, but the goal is clear. That consistency, that tenacity, that focus, it will get you there.
True.
Before you know it, those people that didn't pay attention to you, those people that didn't listen to you, will begin to call for your attention. They will become your preachers. They will become your congregation. They will be the ones singing your song. They will be the first to listen to what you have to say. But you need to put in the work.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ozzy, this is it.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing that story, that experience of yours. It's sometimes, you know, when we share things like this, it's also good that people know that this is not just talk, this is reality, this is life. So yes, that story brought it to life. So thank you for sharing with us. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Z. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, starting yourself out. There is a goal in mind, but there is a position, there is a place where we are at the moment, and that is a starting point. If it's that you're beginning, or if it's that you're starting again after so many failures and disappointments, it's still a starting point. So start, take that step, make the move, give yourself the opportunity, believe in yourself enough. Define your goal, research, but take the step. Take the step. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am so, so excited. I am sure you guys are having an amazing time this month of June. You know how I do it. I'll also come again next week with another exciting episode, but I will leave you with this quote from someone that I so much admire. His name is John Obidi. He said, "Use what you have, for what you have is plenty." I'll take that again. Use what you have, for what you have is plenty. That is where I'll wrap it up today, guys. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and you have been listening to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Till I come your way again next week, have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.